Inside of this church, it feels like a reunion. Frank Grisbeck is giving out bear hugs. He leans over to one woman and says, "Sweetie, how are you?" Grisbeck is a big guy. He's originally from Lincoln Park.
Believe it or not, Grisbeck isn't really pronounced Grisbeck, it's pronounced Jebek. And in this neighborhood, most of the people were Polish. Growing up, we came to St. Henry's.
He teaches history at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. And he drove across the state today to his old hometown to say goodbye to St. Henry's.
So it's a working class neighborhood. These guys, everybody in these neighborhoods have worked for a bazillion years, probably for Great Lakes Steel or Ford's or somebody. As they're retiring, they're moving out. And I think that's kind of where the fate of St. Henry's went. You know, now it's time for another generation of folks to come in.
But they're not. Catholic churches have been closing for decades because of poor attendance and other issues. And St. Henry's is now one of them. It's consolidating with another Catholic church on the other side of town. Grisbeck says when a church closes, what you lose is a sense of history.
We're going to lose almost like an old friend, somebody that looked over the neighborhood, somebody that cared about the neighborhood and the people in it, and she's gonna be gone. St. Henry's going to be gone.
And today, the inside of the church is packed. People sitting in pews are lit up by a warm, buttery light. It's filtering in through a giant stained glass window.
That's probably 60 feet high at its peak, and it's in the shape of a house.
That's my aunt, Paige Kovac.
The colors in it are blues and purples and reds and golds and orange and greens. I mean, all the colors of the rainbow in it.
She says the window is one of the most picturesque she's ever seen in her life. She traveled all the way from Maryland to come to this last service.
I don't have my parents' home anymore. This was a staple of my childhood. Both of my parents were buried out of this church. It's a significant piece of my life.
When a church closes, or at least when this church closed, they literally took all the most important objects, like the crucifix and marriage registry and the holy oils, and walked them out the door. We were sitting in the back with my aunt on my left and my parents on my right.
They're removing the crucifix, the large crucifix from the church. It's probably, I don't know, 12 feet by 6 feet with a figure of the crucified Jesus on it.
Four men carried out the crucifix, including parish council member Jim Boomy. He said it weighed a couple hundred pounds. Boomy said carrying the crucifix out the door was so final.
I was looking at the parishioners, looking at us, I guess, carrying it out, and I don't think there was too many dry eyes in the whole church, so I was just very emotional.
After the items were walked out, the priests closed and locked the doors. Frank Grisbeck says that ending was perfect.
It was very simple. The priests just sealed the door and left the church, and that was all. So now we have a shell in the memories, a shell in the memory of St. Henry's.
Since 2006, the Archdiocese of Detroit has closed or merged 65 parishes in Metro Detroit, and more closings are expected. I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.